Today's feast goes by two names, the Exaltation of the Cross and the Triumph of the Cross. Triumph? Wasn't Jesus defeated on that Friday afternoon some 2,000 years ago? Wasn't it he who suffered torture and execution, abandoned by his followers while his enemies stood by jeering? Wasn't it his adversaries who went home for dinner while he was carried to a tomb? Yes, Jesus was defeated on the cross. It's nonsense to make believe otherwise. So why do we call it a triumph? The Jewish leaders triumphed. The Roman administrators triumphed. Evil triumphed. Are we making believe the crucifixion of Jesus was not real? Are we going to redefine the word triumph to mean whatever happens, good or ill, to me or someone I like? That might be a comforting redefinition. After all, we all have our share of what, in honesty, can only be called defeats. We all enter situations filled with great expectations, but the end is often different. From losing games as a child or adult, to bad grades, flubbed projects, betrayed hopes, broken marriages, wasting diseases, and final death, our lives are full of events and situations that it would be nice to be able to call triumphs. Failure is so much a part of our lives that the writer Robert Louis Stevenson said, "Our business in this life is not to succeed, but to continue to fail in good spirits." Is that the best we can manage? A stiff upper lip, let's sing on the Titanic approach to life? I've spent much of my life fooling myself, but I doubt I could carry on that masquerade for long. Defeat is defeat. It hurts. No amount of good spirits will make it otherwise. Perhaps this feast calls us to take a new look at what we consider to be success and failure. We know that the cross of Jesus was real defeat, but at the same time, we proclaim it as triumph. Could the same be true of other defeats, our own defeats as well? How might failure be a triumph in my life? The Japanese have a saying, nanakorubi yaoki, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Failure can be a spur to increased efforts that may eventually lead to triumph of some sort. But what if the 8th, 9th, and 10th efforts are all failures? Effort is no guarantee of success. Another Japanese saying is kanashi itoki no kamidanomi, calling on the gods when one is suffering. Failure can move me to prayer, to reliance upon God. When all my efforts have failed, when it seems there is no hope, when my dreams are nailed to a cross, then I might turn to God. In that sense, defeat becomes victory, because anything that draws me to God is good. This is true, but not inevitable. We've all seen people who've been driven from God and others by defeat. The anguish parents feel when they see their child suffer may draw them to prayer. It can also drive them to hate God. So, whatever triumph there is in the cross is not to be found in possible minor victories over suffering. There must be something about the cross itself that is triumph. Its triumph does not come later, after the suffering is over. The Church has always said it was the cross of Jesus, not his empty tomb, that saves. One of the key messages of the biblical prophets is that God suffers. God is heartbroken over what people do to one another and to themselves when they abandon true faith. When God came among us, the suffering of God and the suffering of humanity were united in Jesus Christ. To suffer is to be like God. The crosses we bear do not merely bring us close to God. They make us like God, the God who suffers. Does that mean that suffering is good and we should seek it out for ourselves and not strive to ease it for others? No. Suffering is not God's will for the world. The suffering of the world breaks God's heart. if for no other reason than out of sympathy for God, we should put an end to suffering. The triumph of the cross is that, though suffering is always with us and may make us think we are far from God, when we suffer, we share in the life of God. Defeat, then, is victory. The Holy Cross triumphs.
The Union of Catholic Asian News is the leading independent Catholic news source from Asia. Support our network of Catholic journalists and editors who daily provide accurate independent reports and commentaries on issues affecting the Church across the Asian region. Go to www.ucanews.com/donate and do your bit. Thank you.